Dobar dan. Zdaj bo govora o organizaciji v okviru tako imenovanih komun. To je organizacija, no, vrsta organizacije, ki jo imajo levičari in čavisti pravzaprav za tisto najbolj radikalno jedro čavističnega gibanja in v njej tudi vidijo nek potencial za še radikalizacijo tega gibanja. No. Zdaj, kako je bilo rečeno, se je neko spontano organiziranje množic začelo že sredi 90-ih let in je potem odigralo tudi ključno vlogo za vzpon in ohranitev in radikalizacijo čevističnega gibanja. Naprimer, omenjali smo državni udar leta 2002, ker so te množice odigrale pravzaprav ključno vlogo. Chavez, torej te organizacije, ki so nastale že pač pred tem spontano, leta 2010 institucionalizira z nekaj zakoni, no, in določi točno pač, kako naj se med seboj povezuje in kakšne so njihove funkcije in vloge. Zdaj tak razvoj komun razloži Jorge Martin iz organizacije Hands Off Venezuela.
The communes are quite a recent phenomena. They were proposed by Chavez maybe around 2011 or so, so the revolution had already been going on for some time. But it's true that the revolutionary organization from the rank and file played a key role throughout the Bolivarian Revolution in 98, but then also during the defeat of the coup in 2002 in April, during the defeat of the bosses' lockout in 2002-2003, during the recall referendum in 2005 when and the popular rank and file organizations have been changing and evolving. For instance, during the 2005 recall referendum, it was they were called the Comando My Santa and the Bolivarian Electoral Units. And they've been changing names. At the beginning, they were called the Bolivarian Circles, right at the beginning of the revolution. And so I will say the communes are an extension of that, a more recent form of that. But yes, it is quite clear that the main motor force of the Bolivarian Revolution has been rank and file organization. And any attempt to diminish the role of rank and file organization has always led to bureaucratization and a lower level of participation of the people, which obviously weakens the Bolivarian Revolution.
No, zdaj po formalizaciji oziroma institucionalizaciji komun je bil nekak naslednji logični korak to, da se te komune tudi opolnomači in se jim priskrbi neko financiranje in za to financiranje so se v bistvu uporabili prihodki od prodaje nafte. Skupaj s to zagotovitvijo financiranja pa je prišlo tudi do določitve nekih nalog, ki ne bi jih te komune upravljale v družbi. Tukaj je govora predvsem o socialnih misijah, o katerih nekoliko več v nadaljevanju. Seveda te socialne misije pa so bile do neke mere prepuščene notranji organizaciji komun. Takšen model predstavi Fred Fuentes, avstralski novinar in aktivist.
What the government was able to do, and not without difficulties and not without errors and not without problems, was to use this large oil wealth, this oil rent, to help strengthen community organizations. So how did it do this? It really did this in two manners. The first way that it really attempted to do that was building on specific local committees that were focused on specific issues and working with them to essentially try to restructure or go around the existing state bureaucracies to deal with key issues such as, for instance, healthcare. So one of the big local formations that formed were the health committees, again, predating Chavez. And there was a real serious problem of there just wasn't any healthcare in the poor neighborhoods. So what did the government do? The government said, well, we're going to use our resources, of course, in this case, working together with the Cuban government, to bring Cuban doctors into the neighborhoods to, for the first time, provide direct access to basic level healthcare. But we're not just going to do that as a government project, as a gift from the government to the people. We're going to do this in collaboration, working together with the local health committees. And so it would be the health committees that would get together to decide, well, where would the Cuban doctor be based? would carry out a survey of their local community to work out who were the ones that most needed healthcare, access to the doctor, who were the ones that the doctor would have to go and visit, get out of the clinic and go to do door-to-door visits to be able to attend to them. A similar story, you know, happened as well with this, with the education social mission. So this is really a first part of the Chavez sort of programs, the government programs, to help stimulate and build on the existing popular participation. Creating of the social missions on issues like healthcare, education, are based on already existing committees.
Zdaj to prenašanje moči, odločevalske moči na komune je šlo seveda v nos lokalnim uradnikom, ki so pač s tem zgubljali svojo oblast. Tako je prihajalo večkrat na tej lokalni ravni do poskusov omejitev razvoja komun strani čavističnih lokalnih uradnikov samih ali pa izrabljanja komun za neke lastne cilje, kot razloži Fuentes.
Devolving power to the local communities. Those that currently exercise power start to feel that their position is being threatened. And so what we've seen is that certainly within sections of the government, within certain local mayors, within certain state governors, there's been a hesitancy to really allow this popular participation to reach a level of real autonomy where it's the communities that are the driving force. There's been a willing to allow a certain amount of participation, to perhaps give a certain amount of money to projects, perhaps using that for clientelistic reasonings, feeling that perhaps this can benefit them electorally or maintain support for their government, for their position, but have also used their position to hamper a certain community process, development of organizations.
No, ko govorimo o komunah, moramo imeti v mislih neke skupnosti, velike z približno 200 družin z nekim prevladujočim načinom produkcije, ki je agrarna produkcija, ampak znotraj pa se pojavljajo tudi storitve in javni provans, recimo. Zdaj v začetku so bile komune mišljene kot nekaj, kar bo v postopku marksistično rečeno odmiranja države nadomestilo to buržoazno državo, ampak v realnosti seveda stvari niso take in danes komune obstajajo predvsem kot nek birokratski institut. Maduro je tisti, ki je nekako odgovoren za to, s komunami se je povezoval le kratek čas in sicer, ko je leta 2015 zelo slabo izpeljal volitve. Mogoče nekoliko več o tem pa Jorge Martin.
The communes are basically an organization at the rank and file level, the neighborhood level, which organizes about 200, an area that covers, depending on whether it's an urban area or rural area, covers about 200 families. And they're supposed to have their own self-organization, their own regular assemblies, their elected spokespersons, and they enter into contact with the state in demanding an improvement of the conditions in the local neighborhood. They have political discussions and they attempt to deal with questions of production, the social programs of the government and so on. So it's a mixture between a form of self-organization from below and a structure which also delivers some of the social programs of the Bolivarian government. Now, the things that you have mentioned at the top, which is the Presidential Council for the Communes and the National Communal Parliament, are very good initiatives. They're supposed to exist on paper, but they've never been used in any effective way. President Maduro attempted to use them and give them a voice after the defeat in the National Assembly elections in December 2 years ago, December 2015, but they only actually met once at the beginning of 2016, and they haven't met again. They have been given no real power, and they're not even meeting. So basically, they are structures that only exist on paper, and the government throughout this period has been more on the line, has been more relying on talks and negotiations with the bourgeois capitalist opposition.
Torej, kot rečeno, so komune strani nekih levičarjev, ki čavizem poskušajo kritizirati predvsem stališče tega, da ni dovolj radikalen, videne kot neko tisto jedro oziroma kot nek potencial, ki bi pač to gibanje lahko radikaliziral. Kljub temu, da pravzaprav sama organizacija komun na državni ravni ni več, ni več uradni cilj, da bi pač komune nadomestile organizacijo buržoazne države. Več pa Martin.
Yes, the communes were supposed to be a body to replace the old state apparatus, and this is the way that Chavez formulated them. But obviously, as you will understand, the bureaucracy in the state is not very keen on the communes. The communes do exist, but they are stronger, I would say, in the rural areas, in places like Lara, in Barinas, in Mérida, in Zulia, in a whole number of, in Alto Apure, in a whole number of peasant regions where the revolutionary organization from the bottom up is very strong. The communes do exist and play a big role, not only in production, but also in the revolutionary organization of the people. They are linked up at the local and regional level. But I will say that the original aim of replacing the capitalist state with a communal state has not been achieved, and is no longer the aim of those who now control the state bureaucracy, which instead of promoting the communes, probably ignoring them or even preventing the work and the expansion.